coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Free Agency Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer, the one, the only, Greg Cosell.
I used to be a junior producer.
You are.
I'm a little older.
Now you're senior.
There you go.
No middle level. It goes from junior to senior. I just learned something from you. All right, so let's get to the defensive tackles. And this is a deep group. Now, the first guy has been around the National Football League a long time, and that's Richard Seymour, who was an absolute stud with the Patriots.
Great player.
He was a two-gap guy, and now he's been playing kind of all around the defensive line for the Raiders. Where's he at in this point
of his career? In some ways, he was everything early in his career.
Yeah,
you can line him up in 3-4 concepts, 4-3 concepts. Mm-hmm. He was a terrific player. He's not the same player, obviously. Here he is right here. He's in what we call a one technique, shading the offensive center. And I think he's reached the point in his career where he's probably best served as a rotation player. He's not the pass rusher he was earlier in his career, so he's probably far more of a base personnel player where you line him up in your base defense, more likely on the inside. I don't believe he could be as effective as he once was as a 3-4 DN, although some teams might see him that way.
All right, our next guy is also an inside player. That's Isaac Sopoaga, nose tackle of the 49ers. He's in his 30s. You don't hear a lot about him, but he's been a productive player.
I'll tell you what, I thought he played very well in limited snaps in the playoffs, and that's the issue. He's a true nose, as you see right there. And he's very good at it. But there were games this year, depending on who the 49ers played, where he played 7-8 snaps. Then there were other games he played 25. So it really depends defensively what kind of offense you're playing against. Here you see him do a great job eating up two run blockers. That allows the linebacker there, and I think that was Navarro Bowman, to get clean. So that's what Sopoaga does really well. The question is, to me, he's a 3-4 nose tackle. Can he play nose shade in a 4-3? He probably can. But it all depends on how many snaps. Now you have to start thinking of what division you're in. How many teams in your division do they play a lot of 3 wide? Then he's not likely to be on the field.
Exactly.
So it comes down to how many snaps will Sopoaga play in your defense.
All right, our next guy, Greg, is a former first-round pick of the Saints, Cedric Ellis. Never lived up to the hype
just
coming out
flashes,
of USC.
Just flashes.
And I thought he was going to be a good football player.
Yeah.
Not that he's bad, but he's never lived up to what we thought he'd be.
Here he is right here, actually. And here he does a great job splitting the double team. But, Adam, as you know, when he was drafted, he was viewed as sort of your classic 3 technique. The tackle who lines up between the offensive guard and the offensive tackle and is a one-gap penetrator with quickness, with burst.
One sap. Same position.
Right. Same position. Sapp just went into the Hall of Fame. Ellis never became quite that guy. So the question is, where do you play him? Do you still see him that way? He hasn't shown the ability to do that consistently.
Now, a guy that was drafted very late in 2009 is Ricky Jean-Francois out of Florida State. And he's a guy who's strictly been a backup.
Yeah.
But I know when he gets on the field, he's got some movement ability.
Yeah, and he played at times this year when Justin Smith got hurt or just spelling Justin Smith. Here is Ricky Jean-Francois. Got a chance to talk to the 49ers coaching staff when I was at the Combine. They had nothing but great things to say about him. In fact, they told me, I mean, obviously he's playing more in a 3-4 concept here. Here you see the pass rush. One of the things they told me is they felt he could play multiple positions on the defensive line. And if that's the case, and they know him better than anyone, they coached him, then that increases his value. And they also indicated to me they thought there'd be no problem with him playing 50, 60 snaps a game as a starter.
Now, could he play in a 4-3?
Yes, and I asked that specific question, and the answer I got was an unequivocal yes, he can.
All right, next guy. Another guy not a lot of people heard about is Desmond Bryant of the Raiders. And this guy out of Harvard, Greg, you don't see a lot of Harvard guys in the National Football League. He's been an inside player and a backup, a little bit of a starter. What's he look like on tape?
The nice thing about Bryant, and you see him right here at D-tackle, is he's also shown the ability to play multiple positions. That's sort of a theme here, and I think that's really important in today's NFL, particularly with all the offenses now using 3-4-Y, different players, different groups of backs. I think you need defensive linemen who are multiple in the way they can be used. And he's been actually a pretty productive player, far more productive than a lot of people might know.
And Greg, our next guy is interesting because I remember you telling us about Jason Jones out of Eastern Michigan.
Always liked him.
6'5", in the 290 range. And I've looked at him. I'm saying, I know he's playing in a 4-3, but he's so big and he's got long arms. Could he play in a 3-4?
He's a guy to me. I've always liked his talent and his versatility. I think he's been a flash player. He's never quite been consistent enough. He's fought some injuries. Here he is at D-tackle. This is about as good a pass rush as you'll see in terms of power. I mean, look at him get underneath the pads and just drive the guard right back into the quarterback.
Sure.
He's shown the ability at times in his career to be a power rusher, as we just saw, and to have enough movement and speed to be a defensive end as well. Now, the Seahawks last year primarily used him inside in their sub packages. But I think this is a guy who I've always thought he could be more consistent, and he really hasn't shown that, but the ability is there.
Now, another guy that not a lot of people hear about is Roy Miller of the Buccaneers, who's a D-tackle. Greg, let's take a look at him.
Yeah, here he is. He's a base personnel player. Basically, what he did for the Bucs is he played the one technique, the nose shade, whatever you want to call it, and he's a run defender, and he's very good at it. I really liked this kid when he came out of Texas. This is what he is. He can win inside, he can win one-on-one, and make tackles in the
and
run
And their team. Run defense was the best of the National Football League, and he clearly has got some quickness.
You have to know what he is.
Right.
If you sign him, he's not a guy who's going to get a ton of money because he's only going to play in base personnel packages in your defense. But what we just saw, he's very good at that.
Now, Terrence Knighton is our next guy out of Temple who really got off to a good start, was a big surprise.
Yeah, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Temple.
That's right, just like Bill Cosby said. But they called him Pot Roast. He's a big guy. He's an inside player. Greg, what's he bringing to
now,
the table?
Now, why might they call him Pot Roast?
Oh, he's got a little bit of a stomach there. What do you think? It looks like a pot roast.
Here he is.
Right?
And again, he's a one technique type player. He's a nose shade. He's not really a three technique. He's best in the run game, and you're going to see him right here working in the run game. This is what he is, tackling Adrian Peterson, working off the block inside. You know, he's a little more athletic than people think. He's fought weight issues. When his weight is where it should be, he's got a little quicker feet than you might think, as I said. And even though he's not a pass rusher, there are times he can do that. So I think he's a more talented guy overall than Miller, who we just looked at, because I think he can do some more things. He's a little better athlete, but the key with him is his weight and how many snaps can he play effectively.
Good job, Greg, out of you. Join us next time in the film room.
They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has it.